The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
640 Toronto, your life, your money. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. And thank you to all the new listeners we have at this time slot. Appreciate your time. This is Your Life, Your Money. I'm Chris Creston, and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. You can visit Kelvin's website at askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca. And you can call him anytime, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And today we're talking about how to plan for your money life, how to work out inflation, how to work out recession, and how to play, sort of work out where the stock markets are going and try to make sure that it works for you in those cases, in that inflationary period that we've been used to and in the recessionary period that everyone seems to be talking about. Now, Kelvin, before the break, we were talking a little bit about what happens once all the bottlenecks and all the supply chain issues have been resolved. Do we just sort of get back to normal? Does inflation actually come down? Do the prices stay where they've been, where they've inflated to? What do we do with our money in all that situation as well?
Yeah, well, based on statistics, you know, inflation in Canada is about 3 to 4% historically, right? But the stop and start nature of the COVID definitely resulted in, you know, big supply bottlenecks, right? That's led to a lot of inflation that we've seen. You know, we did have stimulus, you know, significant stimulus, maybe too much, both in fiscal and monetary policies with the government. In hindsight, when they look back, they go, man, it was maybe a little bit too much, right? So I think we're probably getting closer to the peak in terms of inflation. About a month ago, a month and a half, they said it was at 8. That's when they started to raise rates. And now it's about 6.9 heading down to about 5. So I think we're going to start to see it come down, partly because of the fiscal and monetary policies that are tightening and easing the bottle chain, like the bottlenecks in what we have, like cars, for example. Hard to get a new car, man. It's even
hard to get a used car. Yeah,
I know. It seems like it's harder to get a used car than a new one, and those things will ease itself. It's going to take time. Remember, the COVID lasted for I think we're still in it. I mean, I heard they're shutting down in China again because they have more cases. But we tend to forget, you know, when the COVID happened, the real COVID back in, I guess, February, March, 2020. Things change. Interest rates down to 1%. In fact, 0, I think, in some places, right? So we tend to forget that. And now we're just, you know, we're now balancing. Like, life's a balance, right? When it comes to anything, actually, really. And I think we're starting to balance. We don't like what's happening. So we have to deal with it in the short run. So this is like that short run pain for long term gains. That's what's going on now. So what are those long-term inflationary pressures going to do to us, right? And one of the biggest thing they say is the globalization or deglobalization of what's happening, right? And it's really funny because when you look back to the last 40 years, you know, going global was had a huge disinflationary impact on the economy because there's so many things. I mean, whatever you wanted to buy, there was tons of it, right?
Right. So you've got the choice to now go to market anywhere in the world. And so you can sell more of your product or you can buy more products cheaper. You can find labor a little bit cheaper. So, globalization has done a great thing to push prices down.
Yeah. And then in modern terms, China became the manufacturer for the world. Right. And they made things in abundance and that kind of created some of the problems that we're in right now. Things became a little bit too cheap. I mean, labor there was cheap, so you can you know, you'd have to pay a lot of money. And that's some of the problems that are coming, that are happening now, right? So we just need to kind of deal with that somehow. You know, China became the manufacturer of the world. But what's happening now is China is starting, it's starting to shrink. And I think it all started, like I said, with the trade war when Trump was in power, right? And certainly with the COVID underscored the need for resiliency with supply chain. And then he got unelected. Biden came in. And then this year, in April, the war started.
Right.
That created more problems of supply chain and energy and so on, right? So, you know, it just seemed to be one thing after the other this year that happened in 2022.
And so really just a perfect storm to create more problems for us.
It seemed like one thing after the other, right? And we're left all hole in the bag, and people, we start looking at our returns of our money, we start panicking, we start seeing interest rates going up. You know, variable mortgages, look where they are, right? People are panicking. What do I do? I get a lot of calls from clients. What should I do?
And it's every a big case, change. It's a big change if you're used to paying a certain amount, and then all of a sudden it's, maybe double what you're paying.
Right. So, you know, and every case is individual. So I always encourage people to, you know, if you're worried about your money, I think we all are, you know, pick up the phone and call your advisor. If you don't have one, pick up the phone and give me a call, or go to our website and, you know, ask me a question, whatever you need to about your money, right? I think we need a lot of handholding now as we come to the end of the year, right? We're going to be bombarded with all kinds of stuff. I mean, look at Black Friday, big sales. In fact, there was more things on sale because of the inflation than normal, because you know, they want to get rid of stuff, right? So supply chains, you know, were built for efficiency in the past. I think as we go forward, you know, things are going to become a little bit more expensive. I think resilience is about, you know, being convenient and getting things quick, right? We're so used to like the McDonald's generation where we don't want to wait for anything, but maybe we're going to go back to something like that. So maybe goods are going to be coming back to North America. Maybe we're going to manufacture, might come back. It might cost a little bit more, but I think what the COVID taught us is that when it comes to business, maybe we should do things here now. You know, maybe we as people think that, okay, we'll pay a little bit more, but we'll get quality goods. We don't have to rely on China or anybody else if these things happen again, right? Will a COVID happen again? I don't know, but
It's never good when all the manufacturing of a specific product is centralized in one location, right? Because then if something bad happens there, then it's harder for everyone to start going and shopping there or shipping from there, ordering from there. So at least if you've got a diversified manufacturing base, maybe if you don't buy it from country X, you buy it from country Y.
Right. I mean, look at the chip, the microchip, right? It's made only in probably one place in the world. Now they're realizing, man, maybe we should make that everywhere else, right? So we're not to hold hostage to anything. So those are some of the things that are happening to us now. We'll get through all of this, you know. I think 2023, the first quarter, might be kind of bumpy. But I think after we get through that, we'll be okay. And like I always say in past shows, make sure you call your advisor, you know, make sure you sit down and plan out what you want to get over the next 3-5 years. Investing is not about a year or two. Investing is about 5 to 10 years down the road. So what's going on today, when you look down the road, it's probably a good thing. It doesn't look so now, but it's probably a good thing. I think, I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years and you see a lot of things that happen, you know, every 10 years. Money tends to double every 8 to 10 years if you do it properly. And inflation, believe it or not, is a good thing for our money in the sense if we're invested in the stock markets, because as inflation goes up, you know, companies like McDonald's will raise their price of the Big Mac. So when their price goes up, so does their stock, right? So if you noticed over the last, if people noticed over the last, say, I would say 6 months, company's been buying back a lot of their shares. So what that tells us is there's lots of money in the world, and people are just going to get wealthier if they do the right things, right? So you need to sit back, reassess what you're doing, the year's ending, see where you were in January. What were your goals? What were your thoughts? And did you accomplish some of those things? Yes, we had some since April, since the war, we had some bad times in the stock markets. But it looks like it's getting better. I mean, when we look in November, it was the best November ever, I believe it. The markets were up about 13%.
And I think so, I read that even retail, you know, what is it did better in November than, you know, past Decembers have been.
Yeah. I mean, we just finished Thanksgiving and it looks like, Black Friday, and it looks like sales will probably be good. That'll drive us into Christmas time. And although people might spend less for Christmas, we're still going to spend money, right? So you really got to be mindful of what you're doing. I mean, don't go and spend crazy money like we used to, but just be mindful of what you're spending, and you'll be fine. And you know, I noticed some things that the credit card companies are doing. If you owe, you know, $1,000, they'll tell you, don't pay us $1,000, just give us like a quarter of it, you know, and people fall into those traps. So make sure you don't fall into those kind of traps. You know, don't let your emotions take over, you know, and you'll be okay. So inflation, recessions always affect the stock markets, some in a positive way, some in a negative way. So if you take a balanced approach with your money, you'll be okay. And that's what most people should strive to do, is take a balanced approach to their money. Buy, like I say, cyclical things, non-cyclical, mesh them together. And when it all shakes out, I think we'll be okay, right? Long-term inflationary pressures. Well, one of the things that the money experts see is decarbonization. You know how we want to do this carbon tax and things like that? So it's going to be bumpy along the way. It's going to be costly because we have to transit for a period of time anyways, because we're going to have to run two sources of energy, right, in a shift. So it's going to be quite costly, going to be a little bit volatile, but it'll be okay. I think when we look into the future, we'll be all right, right?
Picture what that would be like to be, you know, working in sort of the fossil fuel carbon economy, mm-hmm. and while trying to usher in a green economy. It's almost like being on a road when there were still horse and buggies, and then someone comes up in their little motor car and beep beep, get out of my way. Like, so there's not everyone's moving the same speed, so there's not necessarily what's good for one isn't necessarily good for the other.
Right. And when you look at the portfolio managers that manage, you know, big pensions and so on, they're making a shift as well. They're going to invest in renewables while, you know, also maintaining some fossil fuel stuff to meet energy needs, right? But they're changing their process. You know, they're going away from the oil and gas and so on. And maybe after the break, we'll have a little chat about that. We'll sidetrack a bit.
Awesome. Perfect. As we continue talking here about how you should be managing your money in inflationary times and in recessionary times, also talking about just where the markets are going and what's happening to your money and the things that cause a push and pull effect on your money. That's coming up on Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website. It's askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You can click on the schedule a call link, or if you want to call him right away, you got a burning question, call him at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy, continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston and this is Your Life, Your Money. Welcome. New time slot. And if you're just joining us for the very first time, this is a show where, like, hey, it's in the name. We talk to you about your life and your money with Kelvin the Money Guy. Kelvin is one of the top financial advisors in the country, and I think you'll find by listening to the show that he's a really great guy to know, to a wealth of knowledge, really down to earth, and really just sort of the kind of person that you want in your corner helping you out with tips and tricks and just the great understanding from years of experience, decades of experience working with clients to make sure that they've aligned those things, their life and their money, their retirement plans, their kids' education, a vacation, buying a house, taxes, so many things that are go into your life. Even wills we get into. There's so many things from cradle to grave that we touch on your life, your money, to help you understand your finances, how to get them working better for you, and how to make sure that you've got everything settled so you don't have to spend sleepless nights or stressful times dealing with your money problems. You spend so much time working and being an expert on whatever it is that you do for a living, you can't also be expected to be a financial wizard. That's why we got one, Kelvin the Money Guy. His website is askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can give him a call anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Kelvin, how you doing? Good Sunday to you.
Yeah, good Sunday morning. Jeez, I guess... After doing the show at 9 for I don't know how many years now, it'd be nice to do it at 11 now and maybe get some more sleep in time, maybe on Sundays.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking maybe sleep in. How about that? I had twins, so sleeping in's a little bit harder, yeah. But I got a little bit more playtime. How about we put it that way?
Yeah. So I think it's a good change for us, and we'll be good heading into the new year. Can't believe it's already December.
Crazy. Wow, hey? I cannot believe how fast the year has gone by. It's been absolutely nuts. And so much has happened. So much has changed, not just in just the world, but in markets and so many things that we're watching. And the topic of today's show is inflation, recession, and the stock markets. And it's kind of interesting, talking about inflation for a while now. Talking about recession for a while too, and trying to figure out how you navigate that for your financial plan, I think is difficult because I don't want to say they're contradictory, like the two needs, but they're definitely not the same.
Well, it's like a tug of war, going on between inflation and recession risk. It has a lot of investors, how do I position my portfolio from, I don't know, the last 10 years to now, and what happens in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years of my life, right? And really, when you think about it, the average Canadian is 41. So that person has, 20 years to go before they retire. So within those 20 years, if you do certain things, you'll be okay. Even if you're in your late 50s, 60s, do some strategic planning, and I think you'll be okay. Many of us don't plan. And then when we do plan, obstacles happen like inflation and recession, which we haven't seen actually in quite a long time. So the investor has different challenges today, right? And when you think about them controlling inflation, recession, it's all to do with interest rates. So when we look at when we started out the year, rates were like 2%, 1.5%, 2%, something like that. Now we're at the end of the year and it's gone up 5-6 times. So we're at, 5%. So it's quite, it's working what they're trying to do. They're trying to slow the economy just enough to suppress inflation without creating the recession. That's the goal, right? And you always hear in the news a soft landing, so to speak. And the problem is if they tighten inflation too little, or we run the risk of spiraling out of control with inflation, like in the 70s, right? I don't know if people listening remember the 70s. If you don't, you should read up about what happened, because things like we're almost like that now, tighten too much and they risk a recession. Are we in a recession? I don't know. They say we are, or a mini one anyhow. But it doesn't, if we are, we're pretty much coming out of it. Maybe a recession, lasts for typically about 8 to 8 months to a year and a bit. So if we are in it, we're probably maybe in the middle or the tail end of it.
So, and the stock market tends to be the big predictor of a recession. So before you feel it on Main Street, they feel it on Bay Street,
right?
3-4 months earlier, right?
Yeah, and when you look back, you know, I went back to look at histories of recessions, and the recession in 1969 to 1970 lasted for 11 months. The last recession that we remember is the COVID recession. Started in February, we probably forgot, I guess, February 2020, ended in April, and that lasted 2 months. I think the Great Recession was in 2007 to 2009 with the financial crisis. I don't know if you remember that, but it lasted about a year and 6 months. So when you trend or you look at a trends of recession, like I say, it's usually 8 months to about a year and a bit. And it holds true for now. So, you know, when we look at our money, how do we construct our portfolio to be recession proof? Now, I'm not a portfolio builder, so I don't pick and choose stocks and that kind of stuff. That's for people way smarter than me. My job is to listen to people and kind of figure out, you know, what risks are, what they want out of their money, how long do they have to retire, what are they planning to do with their money. So when I look at money, I tend to think of it as a barbell. You know, on one end of the barbell is cyclicals, meaning cyclical stocks that that tend to be volatile in good markets and bad markets. So cyclical stocks are things like hotels, you know, restaurants, cars, airlines, things like that. So non-cyclical stocks outperform the market due to an economic slowdown, in which we are right now. The other end of the barbell should be things like healthcare, you know, energy, which does well. Now we're going through this change of, you know, gas to electric. So it'll be some volatility there. Healthcare, we're all getting older. A lot of money is being spent there. So inside of your portfolio, people that are listening should go and don't look so much at the return, but go and look at the guts of your money. See where it's invested, what type of cyclicals or non-cyclical stocks that you're investing in or your portfolio is investing. I don't think you personally should be investing money because it's a hard job, especially when we have, you know, volatile times. I mean, it's one of those things that it's to lose sleep over. So you shouldn't manage your own money. Get somebody to do it for you. Not me, because I'm not a portfolio guy, but find big money pension managers and manage your money just like that. And if you do so, you'll be fine, right?
And if you need help finding out where you should be putting your money, you can always reach out to Kelvin as well at askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You can click on the schedule a call link and schedule a call just like that. Great name for the link. You click on that and then you pick a time and date of your choosing so that you have a call and a time and a date set for you to call Kelvin, and you're not playing telephone tag with him, and you can talk a little bit about how you want to be spending your money, where it is now, and where you think it might be heading. Kelvin, go on about talking about planning for a recession.
Yeah, well, inflation is in our heads now, right? Because of the news over the last 6-7 months, and recession, inflation, and people don't understand what inflation is. I have clients that tell me they paid more for their last car than they did for their first house. So think about that for a second, you know. A dollar, what it cost you a dollar in 1970 is now $7.68 today. So it's really kind of bizarre how what's going on. And we don't think about it that way, right?
So I think people notice it.
Money.
I think people notice it in a big way in the grocery store because they're used to doing it on a weekly basis and they're used to buying the same things. And I just, my wife loves to buy organic fruit and vegetables and stuff. And then when she came home with regular strawberries, I was just, oh, interesting. These aren't the normal fancy strawberries. Well, the normal fancy strawberries cost like three times as much as they used to. So like we're seeing a lot of big inflation. Where I think a lot of people see it on a regular basis.
Well, I don't really go to the groceries that much. And Veronica and I went, my wife Veronica and I went last Saturday, I think, to Longo's. Anyways, she refused to buy lettuce. I think, why? She says, well, 2 weeks ago, it was $4.99. Now it's $10.99 or something like that. I'm thinking, well, so what? Buy it. And she refused because if we keep buying it at $10, they'll never lower the price to $4, right?
That's true.
And you're right. I mean, I don't think we had to put up with this stuff for a long time. And most people, I mean, when you think about it, from 2009, 2010, so the last, 12 years or so, we've been good, the markets have been fine, things have been going healthy until the COVID, right? So does inflation recede to the background once COVID-related supply chain bottlenecks are resolved? So when things start to get back to normal, or some kind of normal, maybe we'll be okay, right? So maybe after the break, we'll talk about how does after the COVID, what happens to us with our money and supply and so on?
When we finally get out of all the, not just the pandemic, but the pandemic confusion, the pandemic issues with supply chains, what happens and what can we start to look at when it comes to our money? That's coming up as Your Life, Your Money continues. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Schedule a call with them. Listen to past shows, all kinds of other stuff there. Or you can give them a call on the phone at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Your Life, Your Money continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And thank you for joining Your Life, Your Money here with Kelvin, the Money Guy on 640 Toronto. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call on the old telephone device, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And a special welcome to everyone joining us for the first time. If you've never heard us at this time, because we're new here. We're new. We're not new to the station. We've been here for a while, for a few years, doing it at 9 o'clock. So we're happy for the time change and to be part of your day here as we approach the lunch hour for you here on your Sunday morning. Thank you so much for making us part of it. Today, we've been talking about recession and inflation, and we'll get back to that as the show continues. But we were talking before the break about the changes in the economy, the changes in the market, new innovations, and how that's affecting stock markets and everything in our lives.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really interesting, because it seems like we're going from old stuff, energy, to new things. Much like, it reminds us of the 90s, when we had a coming down of the house prices, 1990, 1991. Inflation started to creep its head in and interest rates and stuff went on. And then we kind of sort through that within a year or two. And we head to 1993 and Windows came about. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember DOS. So I remember having to go C:\\ to get something open.
And that really changed the course of things, because businesses change. I mean, we can do multiple things on one screen. We didn't need the typewriter anymore. We didn't need the whiteout anymore, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of things disappeared, like the Grandin toy. I remember Grandin toy buying stuff for the kids. And that didn't exist anymore. I mean, it might now, I don't know, but it didn't exist. So it just changed the whole way we did things. And in the 90s, technology changed our world. And I think that's much like happening now when you look up money. Technology is changing everything. I mean, we would do this meeting in the studio. I'd come downtown and we'd do it. Now we do it on Zoom and it's like we're there. I mean, we're working at home. We wanted to work at home. Most people wanted to say, man, I don't want to drive in traffic 2 hours every day. And then the COVID happened. It forced us to do it. So sometimes we're forcing the things that we don't want to do. And guess what? In many cases, it works out for the best, right? So I think that's what's happening now. Like decarbonization, will lead to deflationary times in the long run. But it's the building process that's going to be inflationary. But running things on dual system costs money, much like the 90s when there was a major shift in rewiring the office for internet, rewiring things instead of cable. Like, I mean, we ran cable everywhere, like, you know, then they were so it costs money to change things.
Well, I'm sure that were buying, spools of typewriter ribbon and a whole lot of whiteout and things like that, all of a sudden had to invest in a Xerox machine and a bunch of computers. So you're probably running in different things. For the old school guy in his cubicle, he's still running a typewriter, but you're trying to integrate the whole office for a computer. So I can imagine that would have been an interesting time to be running an office.
And think of the fax machine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The fax machine got replaced with the email and things like that. So we're in a change. I think we need to embrace the change. However, before we change, there's going to be some bad times. And sure enough, we're in it right now. I think what I try and encourage people to do when it comes to their money is change your behavior. Try and change your behavior a bit of how you see your money. And I think if you do so, we'll be okay. You know, another problem that we're facing with, again, is the population, our demographics. We're getting old, right? Mm-hmm. Every day there's 1,000 Canadian turning 65.
Wow.
So the population is aging. And I think we're slowing down on immigration, it looks like. I think the government wants to bring in, I think, like 500,000 people or something over the next, I forget how long. So until those things start happening, we're going to have to, you know, pull things together. So people need to sit back and reevaluate what they want when it comes to their money and actually in their lives as well. I mean, if you do so, we'll be okay. So we got to put all these things together in a logical manner. And if we do so, we'll be okay. You know, when we go back to the global financial crisis, we saw a lot of things, everything went lower, and then it started to come up again, you know? So I guess to sum it all up, we're coming down from these high levels of inflation and so on. Where are we going to end up? We're probably going to end up in a good place. I think when we push out the decade and we look, you know, 7 years from now, I guess 8 years from now, and we look back, we'll say to ourselves, man, I wish we would have made some changes back in the early 2022-23, and we'll be okay. So this decade is a really important decade for a lot of us, you know. Like I say, 1,000 Canadians turn in 65 every day. So 10 years from now, that person is 75. And what will the 75-year-old, the 65-year-old today, what would it look like in 10 years from now? So you really need to take advantage of high interest rates, inflation, things like that. You know, it's been a tough year for the stock markets, right? I mean, I don't know if when people look at their November statements or their October statements, they'll see, my God, it went down a lot. But if you look at it today, you'll say, oh, I'm okay, right? It's always tough, you know, Chris, to be an investor, right? Mm-hmm.
I find especially if you look at any kind of graph, you pull up a graph of the history of a specific stock or a whole market, you find that if you zoom in far enough, close enough, it can look kind of scary. Oh my God, there's a cliff right there. Yeah. You zoom out and it really is a lot less shocking, a lot less scary. It's just all of a sudden, it seemed to dip down there a little bit, but then continue its upward trajectory that it's had for how many decades?
And we really need to take a look at our RSPs and so on, because maybe some people have too much, right? Big problems with people today that have a lot of money in the RSPs. They got to pay back all this tax. So like I say, it's always tough to be an investor, but you know what really helps? It helps to take a long-term and a historical perspective of what's going on. And then after the break, maybe we'll get into where we are and where we think we're heading for the new year, to end off the year, actually.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Coming back after the break with more of that with Kelvin, the money guy. AskKelvin.ca is the website. That's AskKelvin.ca. And you can give him a call, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Grab a pen, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN and AskKelvin.ca. Toronto.ca. More of your life, your money, continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
This is Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston, and I say thank you for making us part of your Sunday morning. Thank you. Special thank you to all of the new listeners we have at the new time slot. And thanks for letting us in to this part of your day. You can visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And today we've been talking about recession and inflation and the stock market and how to plan and how to work out all of your money life accordingly based on those pushes and those pulls on your money and on your investments. And Kelvin, we were talking a little bit before we took a quick short break there about learning from history, about looking back, seeing the 90s, seeing the way, hey, it's like fashion. Everyone's wearing baggy jeans and plaid shirts again. So it must be the 90s in the markets as well.
Well, like I say, you know, you said it actually a plan. Just because we had a bad, probably 5 months in the markets doesn't take away from your 10-year plan or your 5-year plan. It shouldn't anyhow, maybe readjust. But yeah, it's been a tough year for the stock markets. The markets we're in right now is a good reminder that stocks don't always go up. I mean, we're so used to 2020, 2021, everything, you know, surging. And we think, that'll last forever. You know, there's volatility and the volatility cuts both ways, right? So you have to always make sure that you're always constantly speaking with your, every quarter, speak with your advisor. And make sure that you know that everything is good. You're in the right places. If your life change to suit. You know, when you're an equity investor, meaning investing in the stock markets, you shouldn't necessarily be thinking about the next 7 months or even a year for that fact, right? You should be thinking about the next 3, 5 to 10 years. Like I say, historically, money will double every 8 to 10 years, meaning using the rule of 72, which people don't realize what it is. You divide whatever interest rates you get by 72, and that'll tell you the doubling period of your money. So for example, if you got a 10%, your money will double in 7.2 years. If you get a 1%, it'll double in 72 years. So what do you want to do with your money? So if you take that perspective, next 3 to 5 to 10 years, that'll help when we have markets like this, right? You won't lose sleep. You might a little, but not a lot, right?
I feel like you probably, most people can probably relate to this. You feel like you're probably losing sleep or stressing out about things that you're imagining, about the worst case scenarios and about things that you don't have a good handle on. And that's why it's important to reach out to someone who understands it. And that's why it's great to have, access to you, Kelvin, here doing the show. And maybe we've already, held people's hands and calmed them down a little bit just by being here on the radio. But you can always reach out as well to get in touch with Kelvin if you've got an advisor and you need a second opinion or you're going it alone and you want to talk to someone. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Sorry, Kelvin, I interrupted you to jump on that.
That's all right. No worries. There obviously there's a lot of pain and losses, but there's also great opportunities to be had. Remember, there's always opportunities in crisis. So I think, my job as an advisor or a money guy is to listen to you. Tell me what your thoughts are. Tell me where you're planning. What do you want to happen to your money life? And let's put a plan together and go from there. I don't sell anything. I don't sell nothing. I work for you. I do deal with all the financial institutions, but I don't really sell anything. My job is to listen to people and kind of just put them in the right place and make sure that all the time we're always constantly reviewing where you're heading. Are you close to getting to where you want to get to when it comes to your money? And believe it or not, most of us will get there. There's a lot of opportunities out there for people, individual stock pickers, and it shouldn't be you. It should be your portfolio manager, because We as the individual have no idea what stocks are good or bad. We think we do until the markets go the way it is. And then we think, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you seek out a financial advisor. I think most people that are listening, if you're new to listening to us, chat with your advisor. Make sure that you know you're on the right path to where you want to get to. If you don't have one, pick up the phone and give me a call, or get to my website and ask us a question and whatnot. I think as we head into, I think we have one more show, Chris, left for the year. I'm not sure. One or two. And then as we head into the new year, you know, our time slot at 11, we'll be talking about a lot of things, a lot of the process of getting to where you want to get to. How do we accomplish those things? And I think we have I think next year is going to be a really good year for us. Like I say, I think there's still some bumps along the way. Maybe the interest rates might go up a tiny bit again, maybe around December 20th or so. I'm not really sure. But you know, if it does, it's okay. Just manage through it and you'll be fine. Right.
So, and I think that that's something to remember. You know, I think I saw a quote from the former president of the Bank of Canada commenting on what the current one is doing and saying that, you know, the economy is a little bit more fragile than it was 10 years ago. And mm-hmm. trying to slow down an inflationary economy is like trying to stop a speeding truck. You know, put your foot on the brakes and it's not going to slow down right away.
Yeah, and remember, in your portfolio, look for cyclicals because they tend to go up and down with the economy, while non-cyclical stocks, you know, are steady earners in good times and bad times. So if you balance both those things, you'll be all right. We'll be okay. We'll get through this. We'll be okay. And I think, like I say, heading into next year will be a great year. I mean, a lot of things to look forward for. Christmas is coming. We just finished Black Friday, so Christmas is a great time of year for all of us, I think. And a lot of changes in our lives. And then, of course, we're going to hit the January and we're all going to go on a diet. Right?
Of course we are. Yeah. we'll all work out for 2 weeks.
And then we're going to look back now and say, oh my God, this is what I wanted to do in January and I didn't. But it's never too late, you know. Don't treat your money like a diet, right?
Right.
Because it won't work out for you.
So you have to maintain the monitor. You have to maintain your watch on your money. And like you said, Calvin, every sort of 3 months, check up with your advisor and make sure that you know what's going on, right, and that that they know too about changes in your life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the weather, the season changes 4 times a year here. So you should revisit your money at the same time when the season change. And if you get into that habit, you'll be okay. You'll be able to ride through the ups and downs of the stock markets and the economy. So I like I say, I always encourage people to speak to their advisor. And if they don't have one, you know, pick up the phone and call us, or tune in every Sunday at 11 and maybe, you know, call and ask a question and go from there. Right. So, yeah, I think we're good. Right.
Awesome, Calvin. Thank you so much for another great Sunday morning. A little later than usual, and the new normal here. Sundays at 11 is where you can find Calvin the Money Guy and Your Life, Your Money. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning, Calvin. And thank you to all the listeners for making us part of yours. This has been Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget you can visit Calvin's website. It's askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca, and you can give him a call anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Again, we'll be back here Sundays at 11, Your Life, Your Money with Calvin the Money Guy. AskKelvin.ca, 416-457-7526. Thanks again. And stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.